Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Glory goes to God. Welcome to God's True Lifeline on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Barney. God bless each and every one of you. I'm going to play a little song and we'll be right back. Amen. Glory goes to God. I love that song. Well, thank you all for calling in. God bless each and every one of you, all our new callers and our regular callers, and all those that are listening through the internet. God bless you all. For our new listeners, I'd like to introduce our denomination before we get started. We are non-denominational. We are not Catholics. We are not Jehovah's Witness. We are not whatever else denominations out there. We are not. We are just born-again children of God, non-denominational. Of course, we believe in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We believe in John 3:16. That God sent his son to the world to die for our sins on the cross. And it did not end there. We believe he is risen on the third day. We also believe he's coming back one day at the seventh trumpet on the last day. We believe you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. We also believe in all the Old Testament and all the New Testament and all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory goes to God. As usual, I have a lot of scriptures, so get your pens and paper ready, your Bibles, your notepads, and you could jot down these scriptures and you could read along with me. Amen. And tonight I'm going to start. My first scripture is going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, and it goes like this. For we must all appear before judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we come to your throne of mercy and grace by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And Father God, we come to your presence not empty-handed, but we offer you praises, honor, and glory. We adore you, Lord, and we worship you, Father God. We ask, Lord, that you would open our eyes, our ears, and prepare our hearts to the power of the Holy Spirit to receive your word, and let your word be planted in our hearts, and let it take root. And, Lord, let it bring much fruit that will please you for your power, for your glory, for your kingdom. And we thank you and we praise you. And we ask that you would lead us and guide us through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's holy name. Yeshua, amen and amen. Just like the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, we all must appear before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ to give an account to him for what we had done in our bodies, whether it be good or bad. In Romans chapter 2, 1 through 5, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art, that judges wherein thou judges another, thou condemnest thyself. So we should not judge nobody because we're condemning ourselves. For thou that judges does it the same thing. If we do the same thing that the people that we judge, we're actually just condemning ourselves. And also, just to let you know, the same scriptures take out the beam out of your eye before you could take the post out of your eye before you take the beam out of somebody else's eye. Means the same thing. If you're doing the same thing what others do, who are you to judge? Amen. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And that scripture explains itself. Amen. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judges them which do such things, and doest the same, that you shall escape the judgment of God? And what a question mark. In other words, do you think that person that judges somebody that does the same thing as they do, they would escape the judgment of God? A big old question mark. Verse 4. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Amen. In other words, we should not despise the riches or goodness or fervience or long-suffering of others. Because the goodness of God is what leads one to repentance. But after the hardness of impenitence, hard treasure it up unto thyself, wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Amen. In other words, what a person reaps, that's what they sow. Romans 14:12. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Each and every one of us have to give an account of ourselves to God. 1 Peter 4:17. For the time is come that the judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Amen. If a person walking with God in the Spirit does all the good things that they're supposed to do and the right things, that person still has to be in front of God. And judgment begins at the house of God. And if it begins at the house of God, where would it end to those that do not obey the gospel? It's pretty serious. Amen. And Psalms 9, 7, and 8 says, but the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. Amen. I don't have to explain that scripture there, because the Lord has prepared his throne for judgment. He is the judge of all. Yes, he's a merciful God. He's a lovable God. But he is also a just God. Amen. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Amen. Glory goes to God. Matthew 12:36. But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. So those little words that is not healthy for us to say, and when we twist scriptures in the not so clean word that comes out of our mouth, this is what the scripture is about in Matthew 12:36. If a person thinks, oh, it's nothing, it's just the word. Well, this is what God's opinion is about, just those few little words. It says, but I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. And especially when someone twists the scriptures around, that's even more serious. 1 Peter 1:16-17, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. And that means if you're going to call God your Father, and God does not have respect of persons and judges accordingly to every man's work, in other words, when we are still here on earth, how are we supposed to pass our time with the fear of the Lord? Amen. 1 Peter 1:21-22. Who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God? Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfading love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently. Amen. That scripture tells us, yes, everybody knows we need to love one another. And a true brother and a true sister, a true child of God, all have love for one another. But it's also saying, if we do not have the love for the truth, what is the truth? Well, everybody has to seek that on their own. You need to find the truth. And when you find the Lord, You find His Word and walk in the Spirit. God will lead you to all truth through the power of the Holy Spirit. He said He would send us His Holy Spirit and the Spirit of truth. Amen. So how can one truly love one another without having love for the truth? You have to have the love for God, the love for His true word, before anyone could say they truly love one another. Revelation chapter 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the keys of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. So in other words, Seth will be sealed in prison for 1,000 years, and he will bother the nations or lie him or deceive them no longer. Now this scripture is going into the millennium, the 1,000-year reign of Christ, the kingdom of God on earth. Amen. Verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received the mark upon them, or their forehead, on their hand, or their forehead, or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. These are the saints that not only worship and praise God, but suffered for the cause of Christ, for the gospel. And these are also the saints that will reign with him, the ones that did not receive the mark of the beast. Verse 5. But the rest of the dead lived not until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. So what we read in verse 4 is the first resurrection. And verse 5 is explaining to us, but the rest of the dead did not live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. And such the second dead had no power. There is two deaths for those that don't know, for the flesh, and the second dead is eternal dead. For the true believers, there is no second dead. Amen. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Amen. Those that made it in the first resurrection, they will be with the Lord, and they will be priests and serve the Lord for 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, then it says, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog. They get them together to battle, the number of whom as the sand of the sea. Now this is after the 1,000-year reign of Christ. This is after the first resurrection. Remember, he was tied down in chains and locked up in prison for 1,000 years. And the resurrection was there, and the one that made it in the first resurrection reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Now, after the 1,000 years are over, he will be loosened again. Satan will be loosened again. And this is what verse 8 says. And shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, together them together to battle, and the number of them whom is as the sand of the sea. Verse 9. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compass the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city. Of course, the beloved city is Jerusalem. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Amen. Them meaning those who Satan deceived again and was joined up in the armies with Satan. Verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are. The beast and the false prophet were cast in the lake of fire before them, during the time that Jesus comes back, the 1,000-year reign. At that time, the beast and the false prophet was cast into the lake of fire. But the devil will be joining them after the 1,000-year millennium. Amen. And I will read that again so you can understand it in verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are. They are already there. And shall be tormented day and night and forever and ever. Verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Amen. Now keep in mind, this is after the 1,000-year reign, after the first resurrection. The first resurrection is for the just, those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Now this is going into the second resurrection after the 1,000-year reign. And this is called the resurrection of the unjust. Amen. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Amen. When Satan was cast into the lake of fire, so was death and hell cast into the lake of fire. There's no need for them no more, because this is for the millennium. And after that, we're going into the eternity, which is the new heaven and the new earth, the new Jerusalem. Amen. Verse 14. And it then hell was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second bit. 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is at the great white throne judgment. The believers, the born again, the true believers, are in the first resurrection and will be with Christ in the millennium for the 1,000 years in the kingdom of God. The second resurrection is for the unjust, whose names was not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. Amen. Now this is in the stage of eternity, the new heaven and the new earth. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. Amen. Glory goes to God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountains of water of life freely. Amen. He that overcome shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the adulterers and the liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Amen. And who is saying this? The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And he said, I will give unto him that is athirst the fountain of water of life freely. Amen. Those who seek and ask and want, he will give it to them freely. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But, he said, but the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and adulterers, idolaters and liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second day. Well, Brother Barney, you're preaching kind of strong now because we believe in the grace of God and we're saved by, of course you are saved by the grace of God. There is no other way you are saved but by the grace of God, because he said he gives it the water freely. But how about the other words, what he said? Should we take that in consideration? He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, well, if we have the Holy Spirit, we have faith, and we shall not be fearful. He did not give us the spirit of fear. The unbelieving, and by the way, believing means to obey. And the abominable, those that cause abomination, and the murderers, and the whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters, idol worship. If there's anything that we idol worship, which means anything we put before God, that's not a true child of God. Liars. Would God allow liars in his heaven? Well, wait, he loves everybody. Well, I'm sure he does. He's a lovable God and merciful God and gave him a chance to escape. But he's a just God. Would he allow liars in his heaven? And he is the truth. No, he will not. God is truth. He will not allow liars in his heaven. Liars shall have their part in the lake of fire which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Amen. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. And the only way to do that is through the power of the Holy Spirit. The flesh cannot please God. The only way we could please God by walking in the Spirit and being obedient to God. Amen. 1 John 5, 2 and 3. But this we know, that we love the children of God when we love God and his commandments. Amen. If the only way you could love one another is when you have the love for God and for his truth and keep his commandments, then you can really truly love one another. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. John 14:23, Jesus said, the one who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love him. We will come to him and live with him. Amen. James 1:22-25. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his face, his natural face in a glass. In other words, like a man that looks himself in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetting the manner of man he is. It's like when we look ourselves in a mirror, we know what we look like, turn away and walk away, and then we totally forget. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and by the way, the perfect law of liberty is to know the truth, and the truth would set you free. That is the liberty that Jesus Christ gives us, the law of liberty. And continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed. In other words, because we're saved by the grace of God, do good. The grace of God is supposed to teach us to be good, to be holy. The grace of God teaches us to live a holy life and not to take advantage of the grace of God. Amen. 1 Samuel 15:22. But Samuel replied, what is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offering and sacrifice, or your obedience to his voice? Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering the fat of rams. Rebellion is as sinful as witchcraft. Did you all hear that? Rebellious is as sinful as witchcraft, and stubbornness as bad as worshiping idols. Being stubborn and not obedient to God is considered the same as worshiping idols. And I'm going to read that again. But Samuel replied, what is more pleasing to God, your burnt offering and sacrifice of your obedience to his voice? Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering the fat of ram. Rebellion is as sinful as witchcraft, and stubbornness is as bad as worshiping idols. So because you have rejected the command of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. So he's talking to the king at the time. But nevertheless, it's still the word of God. It still applies. Should we take the scripture and just say, give it to the Jews, that's for the Jews? No. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God never changes. So his word never changes either. Amen. Isaiah 48:17. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is good for you and leads you along the path that you should follow. Oh, that you have listened to my commands, that you would have had peace flowing like a gentle river, and righteousness rolling over you like waves of the sea. Amen. So when we do not have peace in our hearts, in our homes, in our lives, maybe this is why, because we're not obeying the word of God. And verse 18 said, oh, that you had listened to my command, then you would have had peace flowing like a gentle river, and righteousness rolling over you like the waves of the sea. Amen. Glory goes to God. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and things that defile our spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. And I'm going to read that again, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Having therefore these promises, we have the promises, we heard the word of God, but he's saying, Paul is saying, having these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and things that defile our spirit, perfecting holiness. How do we do this? In the fear of the Lord and by walking in the Spirit. Amen. So, what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to be repenting. We have to examine ourselves daily. And how do we examine ourselves? By the Word of God. If we're not in the Word of God on a daily basis, we're not examining ourselves and we're not repenting. We have to be born again. Why should we and why do we have to be born again? Because if we remain in the flesh and follow the deeds of the flesh cannot enter the kingdom of God. The flesh and the things of the flesh will not and cannot enter the kingdom of God, and this is why we have to be born again. We have to deny ourselves and carry our cross daily and follow after him. We have to walk in the Spirit and put on the mind of Christ and not be carnal-minded. What is carnal-minded? When we walk in the flesh, that's carnal-minded. We follow the deeds of the flesh, the desires of the flesh. And this is why we need to put on the mind of Christ, which is to walk in the Spirit. We need to be pleasing towards God and stand for the truth. We have to have the love for the truth and not no watered-down gospel, because watered-down gospel ain't going to get nowhere as we read the scriptures. It ain't going to happen with the watered-down gospel, the true gospel, and having the love for the truth. And the Lord gives us instructions. Amen? And it's a choice. We have to follow his instructions. Amen. Glory goes to God. It's his way, not our way. And I hope and understand everybody caught that, understand it, and receives it. Amen. Thank you, Father God, for your word. We give you the praises, the honor, and the glory. And Lord, let us apply your word to our hearts, to our minds, to our souls. And let it be planted and rooted and bring forth much fruit, and let us grow in your word. And let us grow in the knowledge of your word, that we could also share it with others. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we honor you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If any of you has a question or prayer request, you could go ahead and press 1 on your keypad. And if I could help you, I will. Or goes to God. And I want to lift up a friend of mine, Stevie Indiano, and he knows who he is. Father God, we lift up Stevie to you. And I ask, Lord, that you would lead the doctors and give them knowledge and wisdom, guidance, and let your will be done, Father God. But mostly I ask that the power of the Holy Spirit would work in his life and that he would seek you and find you and serve you in spirit and in truth, Lord. And surrender his life totally to you, and that you will lead him, you will guide him, and you will heal him spiritually, physically. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, protect him and bless him and his family. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Yeshua, amen and amen. Well, that's our word for today. And don't forget, we also have Monday night, the Monday Night Watchman Report. And we start at 7 p.m. West Coast, 9 Texas Central and Chicago, and 10 p.m. East Coast. Amen. Glory goes to God. Thank you all for joining us, and God bless each and every one of you. And I'm going to leave you with John 17:17. Bless them with your truth, Father God. Sanctify them with your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. God bless you all, and have a good night.
Make it all my own. Said I'm sinking like a stone. surrender all to Him. I freely give. I will always love and trust Him. In His presence, I will daily live. Lord, I surrender all. Lord, I surrender all. I surrender all. Lord, I surrender. I surrender all to Him. I freely give. Worldly pleasures are now all forsaken. Take me, Jesus.
Upon the throne. cold wind.